Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees and scribes. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm pretty sure if anyone went to a guidance counselor these days and say, I'd like to hear about, what jobs are available. I don't think the guidance counselor would go, "Have you thought about being a shepherd?" I think that's something that was more in Jesus' time than it was in ours. So today I'd like to talk about this a little different point of view. Let's talk about it from a family point of view. So for those of you who have children, you raise your children, you take them to Mass, you do the best you can. And there are times where they say, "What would you want for your birthday, or what do you want for Father's Day?" I would say, "I want you to go to Mass with me." And their response is, "What else would you like for your birthday or Father's Day?" But that doesn't mean I stop asking. Because there might be that one day where they're going to surprise the heck out of me and go, "Dad, for the past 20 years, you've been asking me to go to Mass with you. Okay, just this once. I don't want to make a thing of it." So wouldn't that be a joy? So as we go forth today, let us pray for those who have been raised in the church and thought, it's not for me. It is for you. And we look forward to the day that you come back and join us.